Morning Watch. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 6. Being a vessel unto honor and pursuing righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Thursday, related verses. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes into him would not perish, but would have eternal life. Romans 16:20. Now the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. 1 John 4:8-10, 19. He who does not love has not known God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might have life and live through him. Herein is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a propitiation for our sins. We love because he first loved us. Ephesians 2:14. For he himself is our peace, he who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition, the enmity. 2 Peter 1:2. Grace to you and peace be multiplied in the full knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Philippians 4:7-9. And the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. The things which you have also learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Related reading. The divine love is the nature of God's essence. Thus, it is an essential attribute of God. 1 John 4:9 says, in this, the love of God was manifested among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might have life and live through him. As in 1 Timothy 1:15, the world refers to fallen mankind, whom God so loved that by making them alive through his Son with his own life, they might become his children. In this, the love of God has been manifested. 1 John 4:10 goes on to say, herein is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a propitiation for our sins. The word herein refers to the following fact: not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a propitiation for our sins. In this fact is the higher and nobler love of God. The divine love as God's essential attribute is mainly expressed in sending his Son to redeem us and impart God's life into us, that we may become his children. Ephesians 2:4 says, God being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. The object of love should be in a lovable condition, but the object of mercy is always in a pitiful situation. Hence, God's mercy reaches further than his love. God loves us because we are the object of his selection, but we became pitiful by our fall, even dead in our offenses and sins. Therefore, we need God's mercy. Because of his great love, God is rich in mercy to save us from our wretched position to a condition that is suitable for his love. The nobler love of God, as his essential attribute, needs his attribute of mercy to reach us in the deep pit of our fallen life. Because God is love as well as spirit, the more we are under his dispensing, the more love we have. Actually, the more God's nature is dispensed into us, the more we become love. Through God's dispensing of himself into us, we become love in the sense of being constituted of God as love. When love as the nature of God's essence is dispensed into us, we shall react to others in love. Another attribute of God is peace. The New Testament speaks about both the peace of God and the God of peace. The peace of God is actually God as peace, infused into us through our fellowship with him by prayer as the counterpoise of troubles and the antidote to anxiety. The God of peace mounts guard over our hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus. The peace of God and the God of peace are one. The genuine peace we enjoy is God himself. The way to enjoy the God of peace is by praying to have fellowship with him. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we see that the God of peace is the sanctifier. His sanctification brings in peace. In our experience, peace is a condition that results from grace, that issues from the enjoyment of God our Father. When we enjoy God as grace, we are in a condition that is full of rest and satisfaction. This is peace. The substance of grace is God himself, and the condition of peace is that which issues out of our enjoyment of God as grace. We all can testify of the peace we have when we enjoy God as grace. The fact that peace is the issue of grace is indicated by the way Paul greets the saints in Ephesians 1:2 and in other epistles. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This peace results from the enjoyment of God as grace, which is also an attribute of the God whom we enjoy in Christ.